This is Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. Good morning. Well, the intense preparation, mental and physical, the qualifying trial runs, the media hype and expectation, the international political concerns, it all culminates today as the Sochi Olympics finally get underway. A number of Vermonters are competing in the Games for the ultimate prize in international glory, and some have a better than good chance at taking home a medal. Others are making their Olympic debuts, perhaps just hoping to gain some valuable experience for a future shot at gold. Sports correspondent Andy Gardner, who's covered 7 Winter Olympic Games, joins us now to give us the lowdown on who to watch out for in Sochi this year. Andy, thank you for being with us.
Always a pleasure being with you, Mitch.
Now, there are 16 Vermont athletes headed to the Olympics. If you had to place a bet, who would you say has the best chance of bringing home some hardware?
Our power for Vermont lies very much in the snowboarding and free skiing events. Half of the 16 athletes are competing in those two events. And Vermont's Big Four are all women, and they have the best chance for repeating as medalists. Kelly Clark and Hannah Teeter in halfpipe, Lindsay Jacobellis in snowboarding, and Hannah Carney in moguls have all medaled in previous Olympics. They have 6 medals between them, including 3 golds, and look to them to be on the podium again this time in Sochi.
Now let's talk about the alpine skiers. Who's competing? Who could medal there?
Well, alpine has traditionally been Vermont's strong suit. Not so much this year. We have 2 athletes competing. Michaela Schifrin, who's actually from Colorado but trained and went to school at Berkman Academy and learned her craft there, is a prohibitive favorite in the slalom. She is the reigning world champion, World Cup champion. She has already won 7 World Cup slalom races, including 3 this season. She's only 18 years old. These are her first Olympics, but look to her to be the face of the women's alpine team. On the men's side, we have only 1 skier, Nolan Casper of Warren. He competed in Vancouver in 2010 and finished in the mid-20s in the slalom. He's going to try and bump that down into single figures this year.
Now, Vermont also has a fair number of athletes competing in the Nordic events. What are their chances like?
Well, Andy Newell is the lone male athlete, and he actually reached a podium on the World Cup in 2006, the first U.S. male athlete to do that in 20 years. He is a long shot to win a medal, but keep an eye on him. He could be a dark horse. We have 3 women competing, Ida Sargent, Sophie Caldwell, and Liz Stephen from East Montpelier. They are long shot medalists, but again, they've been on the rise and they've had some promising results coming into the Games.
I was speaking with Liz Stephen earlier this week, and she was saying that she's very excited about the relay event, that she feels like the team is very strong, perhaps in the 4x5 could really bring home a medal there.
That is their best shot, indeed. The sum is greater than the individual parts at this point for the women cross-country skiers.
Now, there are also a number of Vermonters who are new to the Olympics, and you mentioned at least 1 newbie, but who are some others here?
Well, we have 16-year-old Ty Walker of Stowe in the snowboard cross is the second youngest Olympian on the U.S. team. There's only one who is 15 years old who's younger than she is. She's going to be trying to get her feet wet. Devin Logan of West Dover in snowboard cross. Alex Diebold of Manchester and Jackie Hernandez of Londonderry are first-timers in the free-skiing snowboard events.
I can't imagine being 16, going to the Olympics, appearing on the biggest world stage possible. That's tremendous. I mean, what do we know about Ty here?
It's just that the snowboard cross events are new, and there's slope style is a new event this year, and it's kind of the Wild West. You can really make your name quickly and hit the stage at a very young age.
There are a couple of biathlon competitors we should be looking out for. Who are they?
Oh, Susan Dunkley is one from Barton. She is the daughter of former Olympian Stan Dunkley, who was an All-American cross-country skier at UVM. She had just came within seconds of reaching a podium in a recent World Cup event and seems to be peaking at the right time. And along with her is Hannah Dreisigacker, who they were college teammates at Dartmouth and helped Dartmouth win the 2007 NCAA Ski Championship. She is probably not a medalist contender, but will be getting some valuable experience with these games.
Now, it's kind of hard to draw the line sometimes on who's from Vermont. I mean, you mentioned Michaela Schifrin, who is not a Vermonter necessarily, but really cut her teeth at Burke Mountain, you know, learning the craft there. Some of the people we've talked about grew up here. Others are tied to the local ski schools for their Vermont pedigrees. And then there are 9 athletes from New Hampshire, 18 from New York. Who are some of the names we should be looking out for there?
Well, the New Hampshire kingpin is once again Bodie Miller in the alpine ski events. This will be his 5th Olympics at 36. He's going to be the oldest U.S. male Olympian in alpine events. And he missed all of last year with microfracture surgery on his knee. But he's coming back and had a second and a third in speed events and a World Cup event coming into the Olympics. So it looks like he's rounding into form at just the right time. A couple of Lake Placid athletes we have. Andrew Weibrecht was a surprise medalist in Super-G in 2010 in Vancouver. And then we have Lowell Bailey, who was a UVM All-American in cross-country, who is back in biathlon.
And finally, Andy, are we holding out any hope that possibly, we still don't really know the status yet of Steven Stamkos talking Olympic hockey here on the Canadian team. Is there a chance if he can't go that maybe former UVM standout Martin St. Louis could finally get into the Olympic hockey?
I think it's the longest of long shots. There are a couple others I think that might be on the alternate list ahead of him. We can keep our fingers crossed. But, of course, we do have one hockey player in the mix, Patrick Sharp, the former UVM All-American who has won 2 Stanley Cups with the Chicago Blackhawks, will be a member of the Canadian team.
Andy Gardner is VPR's sports correspondent. As always, thank you so much for speaking with us.
My pleasure, Mitch.